What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Minding Hours podcast presented by Project Superhero Fit. I'm your host, Coach John. I'm joined by Coach Crystal. Come with us on this transformative journey in which we seek that fitness is inside out. It makes no sense to have a beautiful physique, but an ugly mind, heart, and spirit. Thank you for subscribing and joining each episode. Now let's get into this conversation. It's Wednesday, middle of the week. Are you crushing goals or is the week crushing you? What's up, Coach?
What's up?
So, what's up, Fit Fan? We just wanted to come on here today and just talk about one word, right? Accountability. All right? We're just going to sit back and have a conversation about accountability. Accountability, the official definition of accountability is the fact or condition of being accountable, responsibility. So, Coach, what does accountability look like for you?
Accountability for me is like setting a goal, setting a routine in my life, knowing that I have to get up and do things the right way. And, you know, if I want to feel good throughout the day, I got to eat clean. I got to work out. I got to move my body somehow to feel good about myself. You know, like I have to stay focused with, you know, parenting and getting things done for Seneca. And, you know, I just try to do what's right.
So a routine.
A routine is best, yes.
So for me, I think that the misconception that people usually have about accountability is that accountability starts with self. You know, are you willing to, you know, call yourself out about your flaws? Are you willing to call yourself out about toxic things that you do? Or can you take responsibility for your toxic habits and things of that nature? So I think first and foremost, accountability really starts with self. You know, whether you have a coach or someone in your life that pushes you, ultimately, you still have to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, am I getting better? Or, you know, am I lying to myself? Or am I trying to, you know, am I holding myself accountable? You know, you can lie to everyone, but one thing you can't do is lie to the person that you see in the mirror. So I think first and foremost, that's the main thing, is that accountability should start with self first. And I think that's the misconception in today's society, is that no one wants to take responsibility for the things they do, or, you know, just don't want to take responsibility for holding themselves accountable first, you know, before asking someone else to take accountability, you know. So,
I feel like a lot of people, and me too, you know, like we think about things, what we can do different in our lives, what can we improve, like how we want to be different in our own life, like what can we do different, but do we actually do those thoughts, you know, do you actually do what you're thinking, what you're wanting to do?
Do you follow through?
And I'm guilty of that as well. So maybe we should push ourselves more. Stop trying to lean on other people to push you. Like, set your mind straight and push yourself. So, and do what you think.
So with that being said, how do you hold yourself accountable?
I just wake up every morning and I try to do my routine. And if I get out of routine, then the next day I focus on my routine again.
Nice. So for me, it's just about getting better. You know, I just want to see if I can get better. If I don't feel like I've gotten better that day or the day after or whatever it may be, I just feel a certain type of way, you know? So for me, I hold myself accountable by just, you know, asking myself, you know, in the morning or in the evening, just like a, kind of like a self-evaluation, you know, what do I need to do today? You know, how can I get better at something that I missed yesterday, or in the evening, you know, self-evaluation, you know, did I get better today? What did I, you know, what did I learn today, and things like that, or whatever. I feel like our alignment tool is a very good tool to use, because it holds you accountable, and it keeps some type of sense of self-evaluation throughout the day or throughout the week or where it may be. So holding myself accountable, I just kind of evaluate things that I want to accomplish and see if I'm actually taking steps towards those goals, or am I just standing still going through the motions? You know, so I feel as though in order to hold others accountable, you definitely have to hold yourself accountable. So how do you feel about that? Like, you know, being a coach, how do you feel about holding others accountable?
Well, I know that everyone's goals and accountability is going to be very, very different from each other, as it should, because everyone's different. No one's going to have the same goals and accountability, and everyone has different routines. You can tell someone all day what to do, but they got to make it up in their mind to do it. But as a coach, I like to show and just live my life in a good way, how I feel is a good way. And, you know, maybe people can see.
So leading by example.
Yeah.
Right. So, that I mean, that's, like I said earlier, you can't hold anybody accountable. I don't believe that you can hold anybody accountable if you're not holding yourself accountable first. So leading by example is one of the pillars in my eyes of, you know, holding someone accountable. You can't ask someone to do something that you're not doing yourself. So, but for me, you know, I feel good about holding people accountable, or being a coach holding people accountable, because I get joy out of it, because it helps people understand that, you know, it helps people achieve things that they never thought were possible, or feel a certain way about their system that's in their life. You know, accountability, we talk about habits, routines, and things like that. So I enjoy helping people understand that this habit is not conducive to your goal. You know, the habit that you may have that you think is working may not be working. You know what I'm saying? So I enjoy, you know, holding people accountable and helping them understand that aspect of their life, is that, you know, let's switch this around and see if this can get you from point A to point B faster. So, you know, for me, that's what holding others accountable does for me. So the next question is, when does accountability become criticism? You know, as a basketball coach, you know, for instance, right? When you criticize your players, or you hold your players accountable to succeed as a basketball coach, I feel like always tearing them down becomes criticism rather than holding them accountable and building them up. You know, because I feel like when you do hold someone accountable, you also have to point out their good points or what they're doing well at the same time, you know, just to keep that confidence level. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So when does accountability become criticism, or does it ever have to, or is it possible that accountability can never become criticism? What do you think?
You just got to, you know, let them figure out their routine. And yeah.
But as a coach, isn't it your job to guide them to the goal that they want to get? And what if they don't know how to get there? So you're going to have to kind of change their routine and change their outlook on what they're doing without it seeming like criticism.
Yeah. You can point your clients in the right direction and like tell them, you know, what would be better for them.
Yeah, right. I feel like you have to coach people where they're at. And what I mean by that is that, you know, obviously us as coaches, we have to kind of lay the blueprint out and how to do it. And I feel like if we're a coach, we should have done that already anyway. I feel like in order to coach someone through something, you have to go through the trenches. So I heard you say earlier that you know, you hold yourself accountable, so you expect your clients to be accountable. But like,
I didn't say I expect them to. Mm-hmm. I want to show them that it's possible, right, they can do it to be happy. You know, because everyone goes through things. How are you gonna change that into something positive?
Right. I just feel like, you know, you got to just coach people where they're at, and they might not. You know, they might not be where you want to be, or they might take longer than others, but you just have to continue to coach them where they're at. And I feel like, you know, pointing out good things and pointing out things that they may do well will keep that confidence level, and it won't turn to criticism. But, you know, overall...
Yeah, I definitely don't like to criticize anybody.
No, of course not. You know, but overall, I feel like accountability is... A lot of people in today's society... Excuse me, in today's society, make it more complicated than what it is. I just feel like it's a self-made attribute. It's a self-made trait. You know, if you want to hold yourself accountable, you do or you don't. You know, even if you have a coach, even if you have someone in your corner, friends, family, support, you still have to, you know, find it within yourself to do the right thing. You know, so, I mean, that's about it, really. That's how I feel on the situation. So, I just feel like it's self-control, self-discipline, self-awareness, everything. Self, you know, just can you hold yourself accountable? So, that wraps up this episode. You know, ask yourself, what does accountability look like for me? You know, What am I trying to accomplish? What goals do I have set? Am I holding myself accountable enough to get to my goals sooner than later? You know what I'm saying? Am I even holding myself accountable to where my habits and my actions are conducive to the goals that I'm trying to achieve? Ask yourself that. What's accountability look like for you? So guys, that ends this episode. Thank you for joining the Mining Hours podcast presented by Project Superhero Fit. Make sure you like, comment, and share, and ultimately subscribe. That way you don't miss an episode. So we'll see you next week.